I want to talk about the outbreak of coronavirus that happened in Colton, in your district, at a rehab facility there. What's your reaction to that?
I was saddened to hear. I know that this is a facility that many of my family members have been sent to after treatment at Kaiser. And I know that the personnel there do their very best, but to know that we have 19 people total that tested positive and one resident, according to the county's report, has died as a result of this, it saddens me. But it also makes me reflect on the fact that everybody everywhere is vulnerable. And what we do to protect ourselves really helps to protect everybody else in facilities like this. When we're told that we need to stay home, we need to stay home. When we're told to maintain social distancing, we need to maintain that social distancing. And now we're being told to wear masks if we have to go out. But these are things we have to do. Otherwise, the result is what we have here at Ritchie Canyon. And not only Ritchie Canyon, but just recently also at Cedar Mountains Nursing Home over in Yucaipa, where they have, I think by last count, over 50 residents and six staff that tested positive. We do have to do more as a community.
Definitely. And what about resources? What kind of resources are you asking for, both from the state and from the federal government?
We're asking for our fair share of resources. We know that there's still a shortage of resources. I know that Governor Newsom and our state leaders and our emergency response teams have been leading the nation on getting California the personal protective equipment that we need. But as we know, one of the biggest obstacles that we have is that we're having to compete with other states and even other countries for these PPEs. On the supply side, there's also the issue of the manufacturing and the raw materials that are needed. Here in California, we do have some good news that some of our California companies are stepping up to manufacture or to retrofit these medical devices. I'm involved in lots of conference calls with the governor's office, with my colleagues, and with community people. And I've got to tell you that I really am proud of our state spirit to come up with solutions. We're still in great need of N95 masks, surgical masks, gloves, the shields. There's just so much need, not just in our hospitals, but in other facilities like our nursing homes.
What do you think the federal government should do now?
Provide more supplies. I think that we had been in contact with a number of people who, on their own, because of their relationship with Chinese manufacturers, had offered to provide some of the personal protective equipment. But because of the relationship at that time with our president and the Chinese government, then there was a halt to the shipping of the equipment. We need to set politics aside. This is no time for politics. This is a time to come together as a country, as a state, as a community, to make sure that we protect everyone. Some of us have greater responsibilities than others, but everybody can do their part.
What else do you want the public to know during this time of crisis?
For me, one of the messages that I want to continue, two messages. One, we've got to do our individual part. Stay home, do all of the things that we're supposed to do at home, wash our hands, everything that we need to do at home. But then when we're out, the social distancing isn't just a suggestion. It should be taken as a mandate. Wearing masks out in public should not be a suggestion. We should take it as a mandate. And I also want to most especially thank all of our essential workers, all of our frontline workers at the grocery stores, our farm workers that are still working without the proper protective devices either, our nursing home facilities and all the staff there. I want to thank all of those who are also providing for the community, from our churches and mosques, who are making masks, to our union halls and philanthropists who are willing to give so that others can be fed. I'm really proud of our community, just knowing that they are coming together for the benefit of others and to serve others.